Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play, no.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to fit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue pads, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they findin' it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and you are locked in, tuned in to another episode of Pre-Game Radio. Glad to have you on this part two of Spoken Word Night. So you guys listen out there, you got some work you'd like to share on air with us, hit us up, 347-857-4302. Last night was one hell of a success, so I had to do it again. And we may be even going to overtime tonight, depending on, you know, the volume of artists that's calling in, because I got a lot confirming, a lot hitting me up now, still trying to get down. So we may be going a little overtime. So we got a whole lot of good stuff for you. You got people calling from all over, so it's definitely going to be one diverse show. Of course, I have some other stuff that was submitted to me, other pre-recorded pieces and things of that nature. And also, don't forget, May 7th, I'm at the Pyramid Club with Beanie Siegel, and May 12th, I'm at Space Palace with Ellis Ashbrook. You know, so we got a lot of events coming up and all and everything. But it's Pre-Game Radio, and we'll be right back. Here's Ghost Throwback for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
Come till the beat start rocking. The bridge, I keep her rocking till the beat start rocking. The kids keep her rocking till the bridge start rocking. The kids will keep her rocking and the bridge start rocking. The bridge, I keep her rocking till the kids start rocking. The bridge will keep her rocking till the beat start rocking. The kids will keep her rocking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
Yeah, what's good? We back live. Shout out to my people in Queens. You know, this Brooklyn guy loves Queens, and Queens loves this Brooklyn guy right back. So, shout out to everybody in Queens. Of course, that was MC Shan, Marley Marl the Bridge. If you ain't know about that, that means you wasn't born in the right era of hip-hop, you feel what I'm saying? And no, you guys are not being misled. It is pregame radio spoken word, but you know how we do here. Spoken word's going to jump off in about 20 minutes or so. So I figure I'd give you guys something to, you know, bop to, reminisce, you know, while you get your drink on, whatever you're doing, get ready for the party. 347-857-4302. Big shout out to Selena, AK, holding it down. I see y'all, and we'll be right back.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
Now who's first up to bat?
Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past tried to do what I did. Just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off stronger and longer, even with the drum off. I keep on going and flowing just like a river. I got a whole lot to give, so I'm a giver. Little at a time, new trails I'm blazing. Action is in effect and always stays in. Yeah, just like a shot from a cannon. I am the man in charge and I'm the planet. A jam strong enough that it can lift your soul. I'm the originator and my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it. Force it, stay with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again.
I believe that's me.
Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony. The gym is dedicated to all unoptimistic. That thought I wasn't coming out with some twisted rhymes. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts of me. Not rocking rhymes like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the juice crew. You said, ain't that something? No, Craig, I heard you in that jam and it's pumping. I apologize, oh yeah, and can I have your autograph for me and my grandma? That's how I'm living, on surprise mode. Don't even sleep, try not to keep your eyes closed. Cause if you do, when you awaken, the so-called spot will be taken. I'll take it over like a greedy executive. Cause on the mic, my perspective is to be the best in all rap events. And since I have a call, I call experience.
your count sheet. When G-Rap strikes the mic, I recite the type, the heist that you like to make the people unite. I flip off hips and zip off lips, step on reps. You flip, I wanna slip on my tip. Take a deep breath because you don't have enough left. Coming back like I'm revenging my brother's death. Making veterans run for medicine, cause I put out more life in a fight to con Edison. Rip the damn cage like I'm on a rampage. So if you want rage, I'ma make front page. Read the headlines, suckers, the pain's the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime. I believe that's me. Daddy, can get on a mic for the symphony. Setting it off, letting it off, beginning. Up till the ending, you never pinning. Smooth and groove with the smooth rap lord. Like a rock with you, rhymes are being poured. Down your ear, crisp and clear as I prepare to wear, tear and smear. Then I'm out of here with the mark left that you can all cling. In a party, yo, it's a small thing. I've been many places on regular basis and broken down mics for the only traces that I've been there and there at the party. The mic had my prints and on it was a body. So take caution, I'm not horsing around in a throwdown clown. I'm taking yours, son. So just acknowledge the way that I kicked it. Cause if rap was a house, you'd be evicted and dismissed from the microphone. Choking on a bone, daddy's home. And battling me is hazardous to health. So put a quarter in your ass, but you played yourself. I reign superior, always taking care of you. No real rappers, you will evaporate. Disintegrate the place to your face, and the great will dominate. Straight to the state of reigning, gaining. So put the cane in that category, period, end of story.
You have beats? What's wrong with you? Yo, fellas, y'all got to do something on this dead track. They ain't gonna let the track house you. What? You let these track house you? What? Yo, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. That was Tisiphone, Molly Mall, Cool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane. Woo! Classic hip hop right there. You know, that's how we do it here. We about to, you know, get in the spoken word in about 10 minutes. 347-857-4302. Just giving, you know, the people a chance to get here and all that. Ev, what's going on?
What up, friends?
Chilling, chilling,
how
you know. Only a doubt for this spoken word thing.
All right. Well, you know that, people love my cooking, so our neighbors next door, who's been our neighbors for, they moved next door to us, what, 7 years ago? Maybe eight? No, about seven, right? Yeah. And they'll be moving again. The daughter, her name is Nick, she asked me to fry her some chicken. And so that sizzle popple, that sizzle and pop, what you hear in the background is, fine chicken. So, any event that you, you know, want to holler at me, and I'll answer, you know, I'm doing something real quick. But I'll be right back.
All right, it's so good. We got to get to this last throwback. Like I said, if you don't know this one, you just wasn't born in the right time frame. And we'll be right back.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
If you're ready for this,
Sugar Hill.
So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill. Right here, in all the ladies' dreams. Rock the house with a gangster lean.
back, pregame radio. And it's definitely about to be that time for spoken word. You know, we're going to get into it. And, you know, we got the artist calling in. I'm just going to go to one of the faves from last night, you know, one of the good ones. And, you know, and it was real stuff. And since this is pregame radio and, you know, we showcase underground hip-hop and things like that, it was fitting because it's about the industry that these artists are pretty much trying to break into and make a living out of. And we'll be right back.
Yeah. That's what's up. I appreciate it. What I'm going to speak on is the thing that's on my mind the most. You know what I'm saying? The thing that we all got to deal with every day, but don't really know. The industry. The industry. Man, it's not the same. Doesn't have to do with talent. It's about playing the game. The industry. Real niggas is dying to get in. The industry. Just to find they don't fit in. The industry ain't what it used to be. The industry's trying to control the way you MC. They want you to dress like this and talk like that. But I'm going dress like this and talk with the bat. The industry got your word meaning nothing. The industry, fuck what you heard because he's bluffing. The industry, money, bitches, hate, put a day to try to take a fucking thing off my plate. The industry like, wait, but in the streets we like, get 'em. 17 up in that thing. Get them sleeping and hit 'em. The industry, if you ain't got a strong mind, the industry will break you down. It's a matter of time. The industry, vultures with nothing to feast on. See me? I'm getting my beast on. The industry, stay in the dirt, play in the dirt. Test the wrong one in the industry and you will get hurt. I'm not an industry artist. I'm an artist in the industry. So I do what the fuck I want because nobody can finish me. The industry. Wanted, dead or alive, new artists to sell their souls in the way they survive. The industry don't give a fuck about you. But the industry couldn't make a dime without you. The industry. I'm sick of this industry shit. The industry playing them like a industry bitch. They tried to finish me quick, but I am long, so I stand strong. Fuck a beat. Listen to the words in the damn song. Yeah. I only know how to speak the truth. You know what I'm saying? So I got a little short joint I'm going to hit you with. You know what I'm saying? And it basically reflects on my relationship with the industry. This is what it is. Often. My words fall on deaf ears. Motherfuckers be listening, but don't hear. Talking to a nigga, he be sitting right here. I be like, where you going? Nigga be like, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we're back pre-game radio. Let's get this spoken word thing going. Got a call, last 476-51. You're live on the air. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on? This is Toya calling from Baltimore.
Okay. So, let us know what kind of stuff you're giving us tonight.
Well, this poem came to me just like one morning because this is shit I was feeling. So I just thought that I just decided to get it out there, and I'm hoping that people can feel my pain, you know?
All right, I got you. And also, before she gets started, those who are tuning in via PC, scroll down to the bottom of your page on the left-hand side. The chat room is open, so you can definitely hit me with your comments, questions, things of that nature on there. But Ms. LaToya, whenever you're ready.
Okay. So I got for the brokenhearted, that's what I named it. Okay, here it is. Why do I care what people say or think about me? Didn't God say that I can choose to live freely? God, help me get out of this pain, this heartbreak, because I don't know how much more I can take. Please heal me from all this hurt and pain. Then I'll know that my living is not in vain. Always been feeling so left out and alone. It seems that everyone that I love is gone. Why do I care so much to improve the outside of me? But in reality, the problem is lies inside of me. Because of my weight, I always had to hide in my shell, dressed in big clothes so that people can't tell. My mom always told me to trust God and believe, but it feels like hurt and pain is all I receive. When is it going to be my time to smile? Being brokenhearted and sad gets old after a while. If God allows it, I hope I get to experience true love. Been dealing with lust for so long, I had enough. On occasions, I felt like my life was screwed, praying for the day that I can finally be rescued. That's what I got. That's what I got.
Okay. Hey, I dug it. I felt the whole premise now. How long ago did you write this?
Honestly, I wrote it like maybe a month ago, and I have never written poetry before, so it was kind of like my first time, and it was just thoughts that was just riding through my head, my feelings, so I just decided to just write it down.
Okay, so this is actually your first time actually performing, or?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Okay, well, you seem like a seasoned vet to me.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But
you know,
thank you for letting me, you know, just let my feelings out there.
No doubt, most definitely. Anytime, we'll definitely be keeping spoken word going. Probably once a month. So the next one will definitely be in June. I'll keep you guys posted via Twitter, Facebook, however I deem fit. But most definitely, thank you. If you want to get any shout-outs out, you can do that.
Well, I like to give a shout-out to all my people that's listening. Let me name them. I got Trina, Mel, Brandon, Danielle. So if y'all listening, I love y'all. Nicole, Shamir, I love y'all. Moms, everybody. And thank you so much, Black. I appreciate you having me here.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Ab, you still frying chicken? Did you just hear that last one?
Of course I heard and I was talking, but obviously you had me on mute, which is okay. That's all right. It was good. I liked it. I was going to ask if she was still feeling the same way she felt when she first wrote the poem. Has anything changed since then?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, I do feel certain things about it, but I'm trying to just, you know, learn from it and just move on from there. You know, I'm not going to dwell on it. I wrote it. I let it out. So now it's time to move on.
That's excellent. Excellent. All right. Okay. That's my question. I'm done.
Yes, most of that. So thanks a lot for calling through, Latoya. You know, I commend you, and hopefully you keep writing and you come back and you share more work with us.
I will, most definitely. I appreciate it.
Hey, no doubt. 347-857-4302 is Free Game Radio. Brooklyn Black, I've been in the building. Now, last night, the women straight dominated.
Yes,
okay?
They did.
We're talking from the submitted work to the artist that called in. The women straight dominated. So
yes,
I had to reach out to the fellas. We got one coming through at 11:40. He's going to come and shut it down.
Yeah,
you know, and I got something through. This is from a poet called Black and Blues, and this is called When I Become a Man on Pregame Radio Spoken Word. Hit us up, 347-857-4302, and we'll be right back before you know it.
When I became a man, I put away childish things. But before I became a man, I didn't always fit the shoes of a king. I was a child trying to find his way. And the toys I played with kept my eyes occupied and left my mind in a lustful, boyish frenzy. And my playmates had long legs, short skirts, and soft skin. And they cared enough to lie down and wallow with me often. Jezebel turned out to be my very best friend. I'd look in her eyes before ever seeing the sunrise, every time I paid her a visit and slept in. Before I became a man, I saw how God made Adam from dust. So likewise, I tried to make love out of lust. I didn't know any better. I was taught by example, let your mouth spit game, but never let your heart say much. I treated his daughters like beauty pageant contestants, and there would be zero return on their investments, and Proverbs 31 was never a criteria for my selections. Mind you, this was before I became a man. This was about the time that I took notes from a father figure who really didn't know how to be a father, go figure. About the time that mom was a punching bag because he was too afraid to take his frustrations out on the world instead by simply enduring affliction. Yet, during addiction, he could go 12 rounds against the most violent screams of, stop, stop. And he was undefeated. He always won. And I would stand in plain sight, hoping Daddy sees. Because all I could say at the time was, Daddy, please. Mom didn't deserve what she got just because she didn't satisfy Daddy's needs. Before I became a man, I would unlock Daddy's curse, free myself, and throw away Daddy's keys. I allowed anger to set up a construction company inside. And bitterness never rested. It left no time wasted. And whether Daddy loved me or not, all I could regurgitate was hatred. I became allergic to showing any form of compassion. Before I became a man, I was much shorter. Not just in height, but in spiritual insight. Because I never had a picture, nor did Pixar ever have a film to show me what God's man really looked like. But when I became a man, I learned how to love God right back. And even though I'm good at falling short of the glory, I reflect on my story, and through my praise, I'll self-publish a testimony. When I became a man, I learned how to cry. Because I'm not ashamed of my tears, neither will my fears muffle the groaning in my spirit. Since I became a man, I'm no longer afraid of the dark. I'll wrap my fingers around James 5:16, confess, pray, and heal my heart. I've discovered that there are medicinal qualities down the corridor of introspection. When I became a man, I learned how to love her. My Esther, my Ruth. I learned to honor her like she was Jesus' mother, because one day she'll be pregnant with the seed that will transport my legacy, so that my God and my name would both have longevity even after they bury me. I couldn't love her before because I wasn't able. My insecurities and my perfectionism had me looking at the next best player checking in at the scorer's table. How could I possibly be her covering as an umbrella with holes in it? But I learned to love her like I ought to, because I want him to be my father and my father-in-law, since that's his daughter. When I became a man, I learned to love my brother. I'll share my heart, my hug, and my hallelujah. Because a hug and a hallelujah without my heart leaves room for his spirit to respond, I never knew you. I became a man so that until he became a man, he can see and name a man who picked up the gospel, 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 and put the toys away. When I became a man.
Yes, we're back to UK Radio. That was Black and Blues with When I Became a Man. That was that was definitely hard hitting. That was a good one there. We're gonna get into this next call. The last four digits is 7809. What's good? You're live on air, pregame radio. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Hey, what's up? This is Harlem from Harlem World. So, both poems were amazing. I listened to both, but I was just calling in for the caller from Baltimore, Miss Latoya. I just wanted to say she did a great job for a first time. That was pretty good. And I was wondering, like, she said she got over her things. What did she go through to, or what experience let her, made her get all of this out and decide to want to write poetry?
Let's see if I can pull this Latoya back in here. Ms. Latoya, you have an answer for that question?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We got you.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of heartbreak and everything that I've been through as far as, like, relationship with guys or relationship with even family. So it was just something that was really harvesting me in me for a long time. So I'm glad that I just decided to get it out so I can just, you know, move on and, you know, just go ahead with it.
That's good. And I'm quite sure a lot of people can relate to what you was going through, and it's just best to get your feelings out. And I'm glad you were able to get them out and conquer them and conquer all, you know, conquer your dreams. That was nice.
Yeah.
That was dope.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the love.
No doubt, no doubt. Appreciate it, Brooklyn. Bye.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. So yeah, we definitely got more spoken word on the way. We got one from Noah St. John. It's called Tourette's with Regrets. And the interesting thing about this kid is 13, and the stuff that he's spitting and the way everything is put together, I'm just going to let you guys hear it, and we'll be right back.
It's night, right? And your parents tuck you in so damn tight, cutting off blood flowing to your brain, insane how one moment you're getting in bed and just the next you can't feel your head like lead. The covers cover your body and constrict your soul. You choke, you try to scream, but it seems there's no breath left. You grab your breast and carefully clench your heart. You squeeze and squeeze until pop, just like your chocolate pudding did when your brown paper bag dropped in. All the kids laughed, and you were so stupid that you asked the teacher what to do, and she said, get a fucking napkin. And your arms flail and fling the covers from your nearly dead body. Parents think you're just acting naughty and quickly smack you upside the head. You're alive but still in bed. Good night, parents say. Don't let the bedbugs bite, parents say. But I say, hey, that right there is fucked up. So after they mangle and strangle you, they make amends. They say in saying goodnight, let's pretend that the attempted murder never happened. But it did. But you don't know shit because you're just a kid. So into the cave you go, and now you're thinking positive, like there will be no more lows and you'll meet the love of your life. And that love will grow, but when you expect love, what you get is an ugly ass hoe. And you know, you should have known from when they tried to kill you before that it was all just a lure, because now they hit you with the truth. Don't let the bed bugs bite. So now they let you know that you will have to fight. There are some fucking bed bugs in your bumpy bunk tonight, and now they fill you with fright. Tonight, this night, there will be no fascination, no exhilaration, no studying about this nation. There could be some alienation, and if there happens to be a laceration, suck it the fuck up. There will be exasperation, possibly consternation, and absolutely no sleep or masturbation. Because of some bed bugs your parents put in your mind as a metaphor for danger, and you grab your breast and carefully clench your heart, and you squeeze and squeeze until pop, just like your chocolate pudding did when your brown paper bag dropped, and all the kids laughed, and you were so stupid that you asked the teacher what to do, and she said, get a fucking napkin. And your arms flail and fling the covers from your nearly dead body. Parents think you're just acting naughty and quickly smack you upside the head. Then they leave you alone like a cantaloupe in his melancholy bed. Through the night you stay alert, check out every window and in every closet you are berserk. Where are the bedbugs? Where is the danger? What used to be a soothing creak in your house is now a protruding stranger. Stranger and stranger, your comforting home. Yes, it's been half the night and you've built up a sweat and you are tired. You go to your bed and see if you can find sleep. You can't. It's as if something in your head just keeps going beep, and then you think, fuck it. You are a young teenage boy and you need masturbation. It might help you sleep, and it's like practice at creation. And so you do not grab your breath, but you do carefully clench your dick, and you squeeze up and down until pop, just like your chocolate pudding, just like your brown paper bag.
on Pregame Radio, Spoken Word. I got a couple more joints I'm going to hit you with. Then we're going to hit a brief intermission, you know, a couple minutes, you know, I'll hit you with some new joints. I might even get to that new Nas, you know, I'm in a kind of a queen state of mind, and I'm Brooklyn Black, so it's kind of a, you know, kind of a toss-up. But this one right here is called Why I Hate Religion, But Love Jesus. On Pregame Radio Spoken Word, 347-857-4302. Hit us up. We'll be right back.
What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican really wasn't his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you vision? I mean, if religion is so great, why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches but fails to feed the poor? Tell single moms God doesn't love them if they've ever had a divorce, but in the Old Testament, God actually calls religious people whores. Religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, tend to ridicule God's people, they did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their problems, and so they just mask it, not realizing religion's like spraying perfume on a casket. See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath. Now I ain't judging, I'm just saying, quit putting on a fake look. Because there's a problem if people only know that you're a Christian by your Facebook. I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought a jersey. See, this was me too, but no one seemed to be onto me. Acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography. See, on Sunday I'd go to church, but Saturday getting faded, acting if I was simply created to just have sex and get wasted. See, I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness, but now that I know Jesus, I boast in my weakness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean. It's not a museum for good people, it's a hospital for the broken. Which means I don't have to hide my failure, I don't have to hide my sin. Because it doesn't depend on me, it depends on Him. See, because when I was God's enemy, and certainly not a fan, He looked down and said, I want that man. Which is why Jesus hated religion, and for it He called them fools. Don't you see so much better than just following some rules? Now let me clarify. I love the church, I love the Bible, and yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to your church, would they actually let Him in? See, remember, He was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men. But the Son of God never supports self-righteousness, not now, not then. Now back to the point, one thing is vital to mention. How Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but one's a man-made invention. See, one is the cure, but the other's the infection. See, because religion says do, Jesus says done. Religion says slave, Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage, while Jesus sets you free. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And that's why religion and Jesus are two different claims. Religion is man searching for God. Christianity is God searching for man, which is why salvation is freely mine, and forgiveness is my own. Not based on my merits, but Jesus' obedience alone. Because He took the crown of thorns and the blood dripped down His face. He took what we all deserve. I guess that's why you call it grace. And while being murdered, He yelled, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Because when He was dangling on that cross, He was thinking of you. And He absorbed all your sin, and He buried it in the tomb, which is why I'm kneeling at the cross saying, come on, there's room. So for religion, no, I hate it. In fact, I literally resent it. Because when Jesus said, it is finished, I believe He meant it.
Yeah, we're back, Pregame Radio. And Spoken Word, and we're about to break into a brief intermission for a couple minutes. But don't worry, it's all good. I got the brand new Nas joints I'm going to hit you with. First one is Daughter Something, you know, he wrote for his daughter and all that. 347-857-4302. It's Pregame Radio. Big shout out to everyone who's on the check-in. All the posts waiting for their slot, waiting for their time to go. So once you come back at 11, it's on and popping once again. We'll be right back.
check it out. I call it. Yeah. Yeah. I call it shit for niggas with daughters. 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 I saw my daughter send a letter to some boy her age who locked up. First I regretted it, then caught my rage. Like, how could I not protect her from this awful fate? Never tried to hide who I was, she was taught and raised like a princess. But while I'm on stage, I can't leave her defenseless. Plus she seen me switching women, pops was on some pimp shit. She heard stories of her daddy thugging. So if her husband is a gangster, can't be mad, I love her. Never, for her I want better. Homie in jail, dead dad. Wait till he come home, you can see where it's that. Niggas got game, they be trying to live. He seen your mama crib, plus I'm sure he know who your father is. Although you real, plus an honest kid. Don't think I'm slow, I know you probably had that chronic lid. You 17, I got a problem with it. She look at me like I'm not the cleanest father figure, but she rockin' with it. This for niggas with daughters, I call it shit for niggas with daughters. Yo, not saying that our sons are less important. For niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Not saying that our sons are less important. This morning I got a call, nearly split my wig. The social network said, Nas, go and get your kid. She's on Twitter, I know she ain't gon' post no pic of herself under dress, no inappropriate shit, right? Her mother cried when she asked, said she don't know what got inside this child's mind. She planted a box of condoms on her dresser, then she Instagrammed it. At this point I realize I ain't the strictest parent. I'm too loose, I'm too cool with her. Should've drove more time to school with her. I thought I dropped enough jewels on her. Took her from private school so she can get a balance to public school. They too nurture teen talent. They grow fast. One day she's your little princess. Next day she's talking boy business. What is this? They say the coolest players and foulest heartbreakers in the world. God gets us back, he makes us have precious little girls. This for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters. Yo, not saying that our sons are less important. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Not saying that our sons are less important. And I ain't trying to mess your thing up, but I just want to see you dream up. I finally understand it ain't easy to raise a girl as a single man. Nah, the way mothers feel for their sons, how fathers feel for their daughters. When he date, he's straight, chip off his own papa. When she date, we wait behind the door with a sword off, cause we think no one is good enough for our daughters. Love.
It's the heartbeat of the people. The ghetto people, and when I say ghetto people, the people who cannot afford to go to big concerts. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can't afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way.
On my second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing that net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search for can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness at me, you wouldn't look back. Would you would have sex on condominium roof deck? So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rock the Roberto Cavalli, no shirt or convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana mommy riding beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but. With a square top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass track. I never never did that. My socks where my stash was at, yo. I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut cool with Preem Team and Fat Cat was that. Future not crystal clear yet, Baccarat. Now I'm the one who rapping Queens, way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with fatherless surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out they jeans. 20 years in this game, look at 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although we on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salon for me to rap to. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island. A big biker's island. The cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens. It's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive with. They be out robbing. I've been out rhyming. Since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love motto, chocha. Mommy pop it like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoke. Indonesia Doja, many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Josh, under fire, I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Navadon, Super Cat, the Don Dada, understood.
Yeah, we're back, pregame radio, 7 o'clock. Still keeping it going. 347-857-4302. If you have not already, post that in the building. Press one on your phones. We're gonna start to keep it going. 11 o'clock sliding here in a couple seconds. I'll just do something else, and then we get the next poll going. And you know how it goes. And we'll just keep it flowing and keep the night going. You know what I mean? Like I said, give a couple more minutes, and we may be going this overtime tonight because the whole response volume is crazy. So. If you guys go a little bit past your time, it's all good, all right? So don't worry about it. We will be right back.
Baby, look at me. Mama love you. And I know you ain't no little boy no more, but you'll always be my baby. It seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always taught you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Because the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classic.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had two pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake.
Wow!
Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watching. And hoes clocking. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty, niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh, and blue and white stuff, that's blunt.
I know that you keep on, just keep on
I have enough heart for most of them, long as I got stuff for most of them. So, even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cousin makes the world go round. Plus, I'm fucking bitches ain't my homegirls now. Start stacking, dabbled in crack, gun packing. Nicknamed Medina, made Cena, took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off a global. The only nigga with a mobile. Kids, you see like total. Getting larger and wasting taste. Ain't no telling where this felon is heading. Just in case, keep a shell at the tip of your melon. Clear the space. Your brain was a terrible thing to waste. 88 on gate, snatch initial nameplate. Smoking splits with niggas. Real life, begin to kill us. Praying God forgive us for being sinners. Help us out. Master enterprise that I ain't have to be in school by 10. I then began to encounter with my counterparts on how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections, drugs by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately, Frank the deputy. Quick to grab my Smith & Wesson like my dick was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better scene, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live to pray, sky's the limit, motherfucker. See you Trump on top.
Radio spoken word night. Jimmy Fly will be coming up after this next artist. Last four digits 8088. You are live on pregame radio. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Cheeks from now.
Okay, okay. So, what kind of work are you going to be hearing us with tonight?
I'm going to do some spoken word. The first one is called. The first is going to be 10 commandments. Not 10 commandments, 10 commandments.
Well, whenever you're ready, the floor is yours.
Number one, he'll know nothing of my past before him. This way he won't be able to hurt me with the same weapon someone else did, nor will he be inclined to try and top the worst pain he feels I've suffered. Two, I won't lose sight of myself in order to please him. Three, dependency will not be my weakness. Four, respect won't be ignored in order to get a point across. Five, I won't allow myself to be treated in any other fashion than that which I am accustomed to, which means I'm not in the pain. Six, begging will no longer be an option for convincing a man I love. Because if I have to beg him, he doesn't care about my needs anyway. Seven, nor will I let him become so much a part of me that everything he has is his and everything I have is his. Eight, a man won't call me a bitch unless I've changed into a dog or he's ready to die. Nine, I won't let a man get off on me as he lies between my thighs wishing I was someone else. Ten, I won't let a man remind me of my mistakes. Having an opportunity like that gives too much power in the living of my life. The next one is payday. I may not can buy me nothing for myself, but what I've got and what I've brought are the privileges of unlocking a door and my space has light. I've brought the privilege of flipping a switch and my space has light. I've brought the privilege of opening a door where food is stored to feed my children. I've brought the privilege of turning a knob which allows fire to cook the food and a window to open if it gets too hot. I've brought the privilege of picking up a receiver, push buttons, and hear my family, my friends on the other end without hearing an automated strange voice threaten to interrupt my conversations if I don't deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes. Although I can't buy me nothing, I'd much rather have keys instead of Nikes, food instead of guess who won't be eating tonight. So whenever I start feeling blue because I didn't buy me nothing, I go get my keys, walk through my space, open the fridge, look out the window, call a friend and say, thank God I've got me something. Fairy tales. I don't want a love lookalike. No more imitations of any kind. No more being the victim of someone else's total indulgence, zero guilt. No more believing stories with and they live happily ever after endings. No more saying, okay, fine, to totally unacceptable situations. No more accepting my condition as being disabled because I allowed someone to take care of my health. No more wishing to be needed. No more conceding to love tantrums. This is not Burger King and you can't have it your way. No more being a Peter Pan fan, letting my love be stolen, be given to this one and that one. Disperse me, why don't you? No more blaming myself for someone else's insecurities. No more doubting my own intuition, inner voice, instinct, judgment, and good sense just because someone's not feeling the pain like I do. No more putting my heart through the fear of being afraid to be alone. No more saying yes, meaning no, and getting nothing. I will no longer go on a roller coaster ride, a merry-go-round, or a seesaw, even if it's free. My name is not Snow White, and I don't want seven little dwarf lovers to take care of me. I want the king. It took more than a kiss to wake me up, for I'm the little engine that can and did. And my last, can't wait. From the time I left you this morning, I could think of nothing except getting back to you. Your softness, your warmth, I can hear you calling my name. You're wanting to feel me all over you, head to toe, the two of us, in wild, heated ecstasy. Finally, I'm back. As I open the door, I see you. I've waited all day. As I look at you, I can't get out of my clothes fast enough. Oh, goodness, oh, mercy. No lights needed. I know exactly where you are waiting for me. I strip, and I feel you're wanting me. Oh, yes, how I, too, can't wait to get back in my bed. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. So is there somewhere where people can hear more of your work or read more of your work?
Okay.
No?
Yes, what, now?
No, I'm saying, like, is there a website or anything like that?
Well, they can come to your website, Black, and anything that they need or want to know about the pieces that they've heard, they can contact you and you contact me.
Okay, fair enough. Big shout out to Cheeks for checking in and dropping back after back. He definitely appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Let's get into the next artist. /4:53:21. You're live on pregame radio. Let people know who it is, where you're calling from.
What's the deal? This is Jimmy Fly, and I'm calling from Broward County, Florida.
All right, Jimmy Fly. What's good? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Just woke up from a nap, but I got up right in time. Happy to be able to come and spit some poetry for you guys.
Well, you know, whenever you're ready, the floor is yours. Do your thing.
Okay. The piece that I'm about to spit for you guys is entitled A Hey. Hi, I'm Jimmy Flyin. I'm an addict, but the fact is I'm addicted to more than good Kush and Jose. I'm addicted to love and obsessed with the way it makes me feel. And I've been this way for years. My obsession with affection gets me constantly neglected, and every day I'm stressing about being in love. My need for hugs and kisses gets me treated like a mistress, and I need some help to fight this addiction to affection. The less attention I receive lowers my level of esteem in a relationship. Me with no love is like a broken hip, and I can't walk, I can't talk, I can't breathe, I can't piss. When me and my lover ain't in love, man, I can't do shit but be the... It's the test that tests my patience. If I can't control myself, I'm going to end up as a patient in the mental ward. So I continue to ask the Lord to fill me with what I need so I can love myself. I'm standing on this corner of life with a sign that says, help, I'm an addict.
Okay. I definitely dug that one because it's just like it broke it down. And you know what? I'm just going to say Jimmy Fly never ceases to amaze me. Like, I'll just put it like that. Please tell me you got another one.
I mean, I always got poetry on deck, so that ain't a problem. Yeah. This piece that I'm going to do for you guys. I speak to the universe. Ever wonder why other folks seem to have such good luck, but no matter how hard you try, your situation feels fucked up? I've been there. Thinking, damn, life ain't fair, shit's foggy, I can't see clear, I'm screaming for help, but nobody cares. Why? No matter how hard I try, my situation still fucked up. I asked, what could it be? Heard a voice inside of me whisper, pray. Which was unusual because I really wasn't used to it, but I asked God to guide me, asked him to be my eyes instead. I trust him. And I'm giving him all a day. Since that day, I wake up and I pray, and all my shit has been straight since then.
Yes. That there's definitely some heater there from Ms. Jimmy Clark. Of course, please let the people know where they can read, see, hear more of your work at.
If you guys want to check out some of my spoken word poetry, feel free to follow me on Twitter at Jimmy Fly, that's GEMI_FLY. I always post up different links to my poetry. If you don't have a Twitter and you can't follow me, go ahead and Google me, that's Jimmy Fly, GEMI-FLY. 7 mixtapes of straight spoken word poetry, and then I have a whole 12 amount of mixtapes and poetry, so you could just go ahead and check them out, download them, they're free, so don't worry about having to pay for them or whatever. Words of Free Bitch, volumes 1-7, if you're just into plain spoken word poetry, check me out, I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, I know I enjoy it, so definitely check the lady out. She's doing the damn thing, holding it down from Florida. Jerry Flop, if you got any shout-outs, you can throw them out there.
No, please. I just want to shout you guys out, and I want to say you guys are doing a really good job on Twitter. Y'all doing a really good job on Blog Talk Radio as far as putting the spoken word poetry out there because you know we need it. So I just want to tell you I appreciate you, Brooklyn Black, and Pregame Radio, and I just want to say keep up the good work, man. That's fantastic. We need a platform for people to speak.
No doubt, and I will continue to do it as long as there's artists like you. There's artists like Cheeks, poetry and lyrics, who just come with the stuff that need to be heard. So as long as it's out there, I'm going to showcase it. But most definitely, thank you so much. I appreciate you, Jimmy Flop, for coming through after your nap and just sticking it with us for a little bit.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Boo. Keep up the good work.
No doubt. Thank you. You have a good one.
You too, Boo.
Evan, it seems like once again the women are dominating.
Yo, I was trying to figure out what was going on because I wanted to talk. I was pressing one, and you wasn't,
yeah,
you know, you were just going, son.
Yeah, like they were just going like
trying to get your attention since you played that Nas song. I wanted to comment on that.
So let's get into it. What's up? We can still do that.
That the daughter song. Now, I recently read somewhere, I think it was Black Planet or something like that. I got an email, and I clicked on the link. Huh?
Black Planet? Oh, God.
No, yo, listen, I was surprised, too. I was like, what the hell? But see, it's more like it's like a magazine type thing now. Like a Entertainment Weekly or some shit, like US Weekly, and they, you know, they just post up a whole bunch of stories and shit about entertainment. So they you know, they hit me up in the email, and it was saying how Nas's baby mom, you know, goes off on him about the song you just played. Now, this is the first time I heard it. I had never heard it before. I'm still on, you know, Nas Dawn. I'm still, you know, getting used to that shit. And he comes with this one. I haven't heard it until he played it. But, his daughter's mother, Carmen or some shit like that, she was really beefing. And she was beefing about nothing. Nas wasn't talking. Why would he talk about his own child, you know, bad in a song and put it out there? He was just talking about the situation with having a daughter and trying to raise her and trying to raise a daughter in the industry, because regardless of the fact that she, you know, she may not be an artist or anything like that, because her father's in the industry, she's in the industry. So that means what she does, what she says, is out there for everybody to you know, dissect and say whatever they want about it or whatever. And Carmen was beefing, you know, I want to say that she was wrong for that. I was listening to the song. I didn't hear him say anything derogatory. He was speaking true facts. Look, Ma, your daughter was the one on Twitter talking reckless. She's the one showing pictures of the stars, the condom and shit, and so on and so forth. Come on. He said in the school, he was like, yo, I thought I gave you lessons to school you. You know, you too smart for that. You know, you too beautiful for that. And these niggas got game. I told you that, too. You know, he was basically having a conversation with his daughter. You know, and to the daughters of the fathers, and to the fathers, you know, it's only something, I guess, that a father of a daughter could really understand and appreciate. So I want to say, Carmen, yo, you just got to be heard and seen. Yo, it's over, okay? Nas married someone else, divorced her, and he's moved on. Get a fucking life. Get a grip. Leave a man alone. Because the records you talking shit about, don't say nothing when your child support check comes, okay? That's it. I'm done.
I hate most death. We gonna just push it up a little bit, give you know, some people their time to shine, because I see people hit me on Facebook, they waiting, they ready to go. So let's see. 3922, you are live on the air on pregame radio. Please let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Jeanette and I'm from Jersey.
Jeanette from Jersey, what's going on? How you doing tonight?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
No doubt, no doubt. So, you know, let the people know what kind of heat you're gonna be hitting us with. You're gonna hit us with something from the matters of the heart, or you gonna hit some political stuff. What you gonna hit us with today?
I have two pieces that I wanna utilize today. One of them was inspired by my son, one of my four children. And he seems to be the heart of my house right now. So the name is called You Matter.
All right, so and whenever you're ready, floor is yours.
It's called You Matter. He was on the bed and looks at me. Mommy, do you love me? The answer is always, yes, my heart. Eyes wide and asks me again. Mommy, you love me? Always, my heart. He asked me, why? You matter, my son. No matter the people who are around you, the love of a mother stretches farther than the world is round. He places his head on my lap. Mommy, you know I love you? My son, I know you do. My son, why? Mommy, because you matter. You teach me new things. You teach me how to pray. You teach me God knows I matter every day. That in my heart, he will always stay, and that is why you matter. And I have one called Never. This has to do with, like, a situation that had happened recent. It's called Never. Never had I imagined that you could break me down, to reach the depth of my heart, to make me smile more than frown. I try to stay away, yet it is your heart I hear, not feel, when you are far from me, a feeling that is all too real. To have a mark upon my breast from your God-touched lips, how I long for your touch and beneath upon my skin. To feel your tongue taste the last drop of my honey pot, that your talons be shown upon my body as it has shone through to my soul. Fire burns within you, yet you burn cold. I warm you with my touch as I focus with your cold hands as they wander. Left me with many things to ponder, never to fully understand the thought upon your head, the very count of your heart within your chest. To wake up next to the man I love, found my purpose in life, and not by the spreading of my legs, but by the compassion and the hard work of my hands and firm beating of my heart. Never had I imagined such an invocation of desires, all of which I had been laid to rest long ago, yet you strike flint and amber, prove true, prove pure fire to cause an inferno, all because of you.
Okay, now, the first one you met, I definitely dug that, like, you know, and you said that was possible, so I could tell, like, the actual love and the emotion you threw into that one, as well as the one you just did. Like, I knew there was passion behind that one, and I definitely dug it. Ed, what did you think?
I loved it. I liked it. I think she's the first one that actually has come up here and done spoken word about a child, you know, about a family member. So that was real interesting. That was hot and that was different. I really like that. And you're right. That's how mothers are with sons anyway. You know what I mean? It's something different between a mother and a son. And the second one was hot, so I liked it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So Ms. Jeanette, is there anywhere people can see any more of your works, or you have any YouTube videos up, or this is just something you do just to blow off steam?
Actually, this is the first time I've done spoken word out, so it's like Virgin Pop Cherry.
All right.
So this is brand new to me, but it's always been a passion in my life. And the process is right now I'm actually illustrating these poems. So if you ever want to get to look at them, they're also on my Facebook, you know, Jeanette Torres. You can look me up. You can check me through Brooklyn Black. And I thank you very much. Can I do one more before I go?
Knock yourself out.
It's called Smile. Smiles are placed upon a face to hide an emotion that is soon to surface. I have noticed that smiles have become more than for one purpose. The corners of my lips turn up, showing up my teeth, or so it felt like it had been. You couldn't have seen a bigger grin. So much emotion, I can't hold it in. Wanting to leap out of my skin, pounce on you, and just devour you, your whole being. For the countless lies and outright deceiving, you liar, cheat, steal, and borrow. Still, you're sour, bitter, and hollow. You used to smile to weasel your way back into people's lives, to poison. Then what seemed to be kind words you manipulate and later come out in between dark rum gums and rum glasses. You keep smiles. You keep your smiles. I will share genuine ones. The ones that don't cut your back once you turn the corner. Smiles are the perfect weapon. They disarm you. They leave you so someone else can get close.
Yep. That there was definitely a good one. Once again, thank you, Jeanette, for calling through, sharing. And like I announced earlier, there will definitely be spoken word going down at least once a month. So the next one, I'll definitely let you guys know. And all those who want to get down on it, get down, just holler at me. But Jeanette, if you want to give me any shout-outs, you could do that.
I want to give a big shout out to you, Brooklyn Black. Thank you very much. I want to give a shout out to Jersey City, all my people who are listening. I sent out like massive texts. I want to thank my son's godmother, who was my driving force as well as God. Her name is Jasmine Saintil Abreu. My son's godmommy. I love that chick. And my family, my children, they are the reason why I do what I do, and they are the reason why God inspires me to continue to do this for someone else. Thank you.
And we appreciate you. So like I said, anytime, you're more than welcome to come back and just to share with us, all right?
Thank you very much, Brooklyn Black.
No doubt. You have a good one.
You too.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Free Game Radio Spoken Word, Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building. And I'm starting to believe that, yo, the women as far as spoken word and the poetry and putting the words together, I'm starting to believe, like, yo, they're dominating. Maybe that's just something, they got something better on the fellas. I'm starting to feel that way. But hopefully the next artist can maybe sway my decision back towards the fellas holding it down. 347-857-4302. We got the homie Spider-Man coming through to shut it down, to wrap up Spoken Word Night in a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make a clap to this. 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 I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance with this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Saying D, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix his fingertips. So I'm rhyming too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cuddle makes him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept in. Side of me, erupted just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rock Kim. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Crazy, thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me. back to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Tech with some of next from the flex of the wrist, saying D, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix, if he bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix.
Pre-game radio, spoken word, we're here doing the thing, Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building, we're holding it down, and it's time, we got Spider-Man in the building, let's see what he's talking about. Spider-Man, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, Black?
You know, here chilling now, you've been listening in all show, you've seen, you've heard the women doing their thing. Now, do you have something for us, man?
If we had more time, I'd have a few things for you. I never made it a profession, and it was never a big passion for me. But, you know, when I was younger, I always used to write, unknown to me, from the heart. You know, get upset at my grandmother, go and write something down. It just turned out to be something that people who recognize art considers art. You know, I didn't know what I was doing at that time. So hopefully I got a little something to put a pound in your head, make you think out loud. You know, it's nothing what you would consider traditional spoken word, but that's what spoken word is. It's words being spoken. It doesn't have to be definitely defined as a poem, or what you would consider, I guess, traditional art by word. That's another thing I actually want to get out there. Sorry to interrupt before you start again. You know, anybody listening, you know, anyone who's been listening in and calling in, I heard Black mention that he hopes to do something with spoken word at least once a month. Hopefully he gets it done, because I think it's a great platform, like most of you guys have said, for us to get our words out there. Just because you think you cannot write poetry, if you write something and you're passionate about it, that's spoken word. It doesn't have to rhyme. It doesn't have to even make sense to the general audience. But as long as you appreciate it yourself, speak out loud, please.
Yes, most definitely. We got another call. Last four digits, 2353. What's going on? You're on the air with Free Game Radio. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from. 2353, you're live on the air. Oh. looks like we lost him. So, oh, well, that's good. You know, but of course, we've been talking about the whole word thing. It's definitely going to be happening once a month. I'll let you guys know the next one. And so all artists who want to get down, those who want to share their work and everything like that. Hold on, we got 2353 back, so let's see if we can get them. You're live on the air. Let people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Poetry and Lyrics. I'm calling from Atlantic City, New Jersey. How y'all doing tonight?
What's good? What's good?
Hey, nothing. You know, I was going out tonight, but I still have to call in and do my thing. I have to show my love to you.
Oh, no. Hey, no doubt. And I appreciate the fact that you came to pregame radio, the pregame and scripture words before you get up out of here and party and have fun and stuff. So I definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely. I definitely appreciate you having me on. I have a poem for you tonight called History in the Making.
Let's do it.
Chilling with my African-American friends, black is beautiful. So many shades of brown, Africans are plentiful. Two Hispanic African-Americans, an Indian African-American, an Italian African-American, a full-blooded African-American, whatever that means, and me, a Caucasian Negro. Well, what is a Negro? An Indian spice with a hint of African roots. Somehow the white man got his hands on it and off came his boots. His pigment still stains my pigment. He thought it would disgrace my race by mixing our seasonings, but all that did was turn a nutmeg into a cinnamon. Taste me, I am phenomenal. He couldn't keep his hands or his mind off of us, so he began to tell his friends. And that is how the blending of our species begins. It started with them stealing, taking people who are not willing to go to a foreign place and become slaves. No room to call their own, a job that wouldn't even pay them minimum wage. If you refused to work or ran from the job, they would simply place you on a stage and open up the market for trades. If you were too much of a hassle, they would whip you until your back looked like braids. Send you back into the fields to pick cotton all day. At night, you slept on a dirt floor. You were lucky to get hay. A slave was not taught how to read or write. They were surprised to hear us pray. Imagine their surprise when our ancestors decided to fight for our freedom and march for our rights. Try to teach us to be ashamed of not being 100% white. Degraded even on buses, so they influenced the boycott. Very proud people, they would rather walk for miles with their head up high towards the clouds until their shoes begin to wear down and you could see their socks. Because swallowing your pride would get stuck in your throat like a rock. They thought we were less than equals. Found out that we are divine. Took an unknown country that we were forced into and claimed it as mine. Patiently changing history one second at a time. Demanding our justice, we became too relaxed. Forgetting to teach our children to always look back. Because when a train is coming, you don't want to be standing on its tracks. Forget the pain that we came from, and it is easy for us to get back. They make it easy to obtain the things that shall hinder me. Even easier to surround myself with the enemy. When trapped in a cage, it is hard to be released. Once our words were given freedom, it is impossible to stop my speech. Now that knowledge is free, I am here to teach with a different set of degrees from a different angle. I believe in God, but I also believe in people. I believe a woman should be treated as a man's equal. If not, then above, because this is what I know. We can give birth to a whole new life, so we are beneath who? God and no other. Honor, respect, and cherish thy mother. If you are a dad, take the time to become a father. To all the siblings in the world, be the keepers of your sisters and your brothers. Don't be the assistant to hatred. Show them that you love them. Peace. Be at ease. Don't be so aggressive. Be humble. Know thyself and other people's words cannot hurt you, but these phrases shall help you. You might even feel different than you felt when I first walked in. Words hold power, and your mind is constantly changing. Turning into a better person, now that is history in the making.
You know, I'm not even going to say nothing right now. I'm going to ask.
You were you were phenomenal.
Thank you.
And that's all I need to say. You were phenomenal.
Thank you very much. I try, you know.
Well, you know, it seems like you don't really have to try very hard.
Oh, it's a part of me. Poetry is literally a part of my life. Like, I don't go a day without writing at least two new poems.
Wow. So is that one you wrote today, or is that something like from yesterday?
That's not from today. The one that I have today, like, you'll have to hear that another time. Like, I don't have it with me, like, because I usually type them on my computer, but I was in a rush today. Like I said, I was going out with my friends. This is something that I really wanted to do. Like, I wanted to call in and be able to talk to y'all. So.
Yes, and we appreciate it. And
Paul, if you want to get all the words from all the artists who perform tonight, don't worry, holler at me. Everything will be up on the Free Game Radio Facebook as of, I would say, 1 a.m. tomorrow. So definitely be on the lookout. So all the artists who got links to their stuff, please throw it in my Facebook inbox, and I'll definitely get the word out, and it will spread like wildfire because all the artists who came through today are dope, you know. So it's definitely a good thing. Thank you so much, Poetry and Lyrics. Like, you just come in and you just blow minds and you silence the room with the things that you say. And it's,
you know, well, I'm glad that y'all feel my pain. Like I said, I only write what I feel. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that somebody else feels the same way I feel.
Yeah, very thought-provoking. Very thought-provoking.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Please, come join me. I have a Facebook poetry group. On Facebook, it's called Poetry's Lyrics. Any poet can post there. Like, we share our thoughts. We do our thing all day, every day.
Okay. I'm going to check you out.
Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely check it out. Once again,
yeah.
Thank you so much. Spider-Man.
Yo.
I told you, the women are dominating, man.
Yeah, man. I wish you went ahead and
do your thing.
Nah, I'm sitting here kind of wishing I made something as strong as that, as far as the words go.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to follow.
Yeah, she's got the hook in the words, you know. Bruce Banner lips, pretty much. But something I got set up is more of a short story. Hopefully I can read it in a way that makes it enjoyable.
Okay. What do you think?
I mean, whenever y'all ready, let me know.
Yeah, whenever you're ready, the floor is yours, Spider-Man.
Oh, the floor is always mine. I'm just making sure you're ready. All right, cool. All right, here we go. This is pretty much a piece that I wrote when I'm not in heartfelt hard times, but I was pretty young. Lost a good love to mine. The name of this is called The Broken Dream. Some people might have heard of it already. There was this dream, a stream of thoughts that dripped from the depths of my soul, crept from the darker corners of my mind, and flooded my personal haven with a sort of twisted randomness that could come only from my damaged heart. There he slept, calm and cool. A gentle wind passed by Serenity's whisper would caress his bare flesh beneath white silken sheets. His eyes barely open, he knew nothing of his place. Yet he's been here before. His large, brilliant eyes strayed open, careful to not let the sun blind him before it welcomed him with its summer charms. This place, he knew of this place. His mind continued to tell him, trying its best to recognize this place for his eyes before it would be too late. But I've never been here before, he attempted to speak. His words, they were echoed by whispers, whispers of three voices molded into one. He found this odd, but kept that to himself with a raised brow. He lay comfortable within a plush bed beneath softer-than-silk sheets, the morning sun peeking through the sheer covering he had atop himself. His eyes would close for only a moment, his nose taking over responsibilities, inhaling deep the scent of light oils, gentle lotions, the greeting aroma of last night's rain, prancing through the window. The window, he thought, the three voices speaking as one in his head. The eyes of this slender Taurus creeping open. He realized he hasn't looked out the window. He hasn't tried. He may be able to find out, if even steal a hint of where he was, of why this place seemed so familiar to him. He smiled slightly to himself, a blend of anxious excitement and cautious uncertainty rushing through his heart. He lightly grazed his own chest with light fingertips, his lush, curvy lips parting ever so light, slightly, releasing into this world a gas so light, no deity may have heard it. His heart, in this place, it exists. In this world, it's not shattered. It is not someone else's to toy with. In this world, unlike what he is familiar with. In this world, his heart isn't broken. This brings tears of diamond to his eyes. He no longer needs to look out the window. He no longer needs any explanation. He no longer needs words. He now knows where he is. In the deepest recesses of his thoughts, he now recognizes this place. And with each tear careening down his cheeks, the bittersweet taste of the realized thought stings more and more. Good morning. His unbroken heart skips a beat as he hears a greeting from an unknown person. The voice behind the greeting flattens him straight outright. Shock takes over, and the morning sun begins to dim, ever so slightly. Orange glare felt flourishing into the room through the window. He was so anxious to peer through. He knows this voice, so he knows now for sure. He knows, running his fingertips back and forth over his chest, over his heart, not wanting to leave this place. The voice asks him again, "Did you sleep well?" Every instance of this voice slings shots deep into his spirit, forcing his slender form to become tense with fear, anticipation, and sorrow. He does not know in this world, but when awake. A slender, small hand slips through the air with the grace of a gliding butterfly. Fingertips arc and poise. He knows they are coming, but does nothing to stop their approach. His back is to this being, this divine creature as he sees it, but he knows. Good morning. The three voices of his tongue want to scream out, but only one holds enough strength to speak this, the one true voice, the voice of reality. A set of fingertips light upon his neck, forcing his eyes shut on contact. A trail is made along the side of his neck, sending shivers down his spine that he'd never feel ever again. The tears continue. This dream is his past. This dream is his hell today. Soft is the only word his mind could utter as the hand the fingers belonged to began to caress his cheek, taking his tears into his palm before guiding his face to turn and look at its owner. His eyes began to open as he turned to face his dream, the orange light spilling through the window becoming a fiery gold, enveloping most of this person's form. But he knew. He didn't need to see her outright. He simply knew. And as he lay there, her hand on his cheek, it feeling so real, so soft, the scent of fresh, clean locks filling his head higher than any drug may take him, the smile no one on earth may ever duplicate, breaking through the blinding morning light beneath the flowing white sheets, his unbroken heart breaks once again. I miss you. I miss you a lot. The now singular voice reaches out, telling this angel of sorts how much he misses her. Yes, he knows her well, extremely well. The dark caramel complexion of this angel comes through the morning sun like whispers through a crowded room. His eyes only able to catch glimpses of her hidden form, her lips, her eyes, her voice, the three that present themselves to him without falter. The lips of this goddess curve into a forgiving yet at the same time loving smile, her deep, soulful eyes as should express a gentle nod. I know, her voice rang out like a magnificent sonata. And all he could do was weep, staring into the eyes of one he no longer knew. Her lips parted, and he shook his head as she prepared to tell him the secret of a heart long lost. He knew this was the end of his dream. Don't, he tried to whisper, but his whisper was spoken in silence. It came as a gentle wind, lifting the silken sheets up from both figures, the sun enveloping her form entirely, gently taking her form for her eyes. As her voice filled into his ears and deeper so into his heart, before she can complete the words, I love, and his eyes snapped open. At the same time, he sat upright in the folded out day bed, staring into utter darkness. He looked ahead of him, desperately trying to attain focus. Where the hell am I? He moved his hand around, seeking his glasses, but stopped himself. At first, he was confused, not knowing exactly where he was at the time, but now he remembered. His eyes finally gaining enough focus for him to read, he glanced over to the small round clock on the wall near him. 5:09 a.m. He shook his head, sitting back in the bed, resting his head back on a cushion, staring up at the pre-dawn darkness which casually grazed over the ceiling. A sigh broke free from his lips into the air of Brooklyn as a flash of white light pierced his thoughts. Leaking into his eyes a vision of his mind's desire and a reminder of his dream, a sharp, overexposed image of the visage of the smiling goddess with her bronze dreadlocks hushed over her indescribable eyes. Shaking his head, he closed his eyes, trying to push the image from his mind, and as always, he failed. Lifting a hand, he dragged his fingertips across his chest and felt the piece of a broken heart beat raggedly beneath his chest. He shed no tears here, though. But that does not erase the pain he feels each and every day he stays awake. Each and every breath he takes is another struggle. He realizes this is the reality, the true world, the real world. Releasing an exasperated sigh, he closes his eyes, whispering out into the world of shadows, where no one but his own thoughts would hear him, answering a dream that was not of truth or prediction, but the only thing he has left of his former heart. He whispers into the shadows surrounding him, ready to face the consequences of no one ever answering him in return. I love you too, says Shire to his lost love. That's it.
Wow. Like, just, is it one of those, just when you thought it was over, there was more. It was definitely one of those, like, you thought it was over, and boom, but it was definitely prolific. Like, I liked how the whole thing went, and not a lot of poets, let alone artists or rappers, can go consecutively for as long as you did, so that's definitely something that stands out with your writing there. Ed, what did you think?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Because
I was talking a few minutes ago and you wasn't answering. I'm like, this nigga got me muted again. Yo, you know what? I got to say something. You know how what it reminded me of, what it sounded like?
What's that?
A soldier story.
Not
the movie. I'm not talking about the movie. I'm saying how you were speaking, it sounded like it was coming from a soldier's point of view.
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
You got it now? I can't explain to you why I feel that way, but like in the very beginning, what you were talking, it felt like a soldier was telling me. And not the fact that you were a soldier, I'm just saying. You understand?
Right.
I'm
Of course,
I understand.
All right, good. I'm glad.
Most big shout out to all the poets, the spoken word wordsmiths who came through tonight and held it down, tore it up, and shut it down on part two of Pre-Game Radio Spoken Word. Like I said, there will be a fixture of spoken word once a month going down Pre-Game Radio. The next one will be in May. So we'll definitely be on the lookout, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. Next week, we're back to our same format. Check it out. Monday is Real Talk with Lucky Me. Definitely here doing things. We're expanding and maybe a morning show in the mix somewhere. So definitely keep a lot to stay tuned. Anybody that wants to get their work on Pregame Radio, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. You know, we'll get back to you, let you know what you need to get on the show. XYZ, and we do it again, things like that. And as always, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. And we want you here next time. Ed, anything before we get out of here?
I want to give a shout out to my mother, to my sister, to my brother, to my cousin Aisha out in Burlington. Is it Burlington? Yeah, I think it's Burlington, New Jersey. She's going to be coming out here soon. Shout out to my little cousin, Kayshawn, who's getting married next month and who just moved into his first apartment. Woo! So, Kayshawn. And shout out to me, you know? Shay, just because. Oh, and shout out to you, Sean.
So sorry about that, before we get about it.
Closing out the show. For closing out the show.
Of course, I'm going to give a shout out to my dude, Brad, my girl, Ed. Sorry I couldn't make it yesterday, a few things, but go ahead and give a shout out to my 108s back up in Brooklyn, New York. My one dude about out in Portland, Texas, about to deploy back out to Iraq for 6 months. Be safe. He's listening, I hope, online. And, hey, hopefully I'll be back more consistently again, man. I miss talking crap with you, making people mad.
Well, we here every Friday and Saturday. We ain't going nowhere.
You know, so we're definitely back in the building. Like I said, Monday, catch Real Talk with Lucky Me, presented by Pre-Game Radio. Catch all that madness. Shout out to everyone in Elmira, New York. Once again, big shout out to AK, Selena, Veronica, Mimi, everyone who's on the check-in. Rocking with us. Shout out to Rockland Entertainment. Tune into Rockland Radio every time they air. Big shout out to Miss New Shoes. She had her event this past Thursday. I heard it was the bomb. So,
hey, New Shoes.
just have fun. It's starting to get warm outside, so stop doing dumb shit to get yourself locked up for the summer. And we up out of here. You guys have a good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.